Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, and thank you for joining me on Let's Ask the Angels, Fridays at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I welcome my callers. I see that I have three on hold right now, and I'm going to get right with you even sooner today. My first caller is from area code 323. Thank you for waiting, and I'll be right with you. So who I am is I'm an angel therapist. I do angel card readings. I do life coaching, and I'm an intuitive. And my background is that I've had over 30 years in professional development, personal development courses here in the New York City area. And I also practice yoga and meditation, and I live a healthy lifestyle. My husband's a chiropractor, so that's been a huge impact on my life. I'll be married for 24 years in a couple of months, and that's pretty interesting because time sure does go by when you're having fun. And I'm also a professional actress and a painter, so I have different varied interests. So what I'm here to do, why I started this show, is to share with you my interest in working with the angels, the basics about beginning to work with the angels, and how getting coaching or guidance from the angels can be one of the easiest, quickest, surest ways to access information to help you in any area of your life. And I love courses. I love seminars. All of those are fantastic. But there is a vibration that you have the ability to tap into. And when you do that, you actually learn to heighten your own intuition. You heighten your own listening, your own psychic abilities, and you tend to make choices in a more, quicker manner, faster manner. But also there's like a clear clarity, and there's a sense of peacefulness in your decisions. And that's what I'm committed that you have, a connection to your peace and aliveness, and basically have the life that you truly deserve and dream of. So that's why I'm here. So each week I'm going to do a 3-card reading for the week, a message that I'm guided to give to you, my listening audience, and then also, if time, a guided meditation and take listener calls to give you readings, guidance from the angels. And this is something that I came into just recently in the past couple of years. So like I said, I did study a lot of other types of coaching. I think they're all fantastic, but I really thoroughly felt the sensitive approach of getting guidance from the angels. And this is non-denominational, so it doesn't matter what religion you are. Angels are messengers from the Creator. Whether you believe in God or Buddha or Allah, it does not matter. It's your connection to the divine source. And basically, messages are being given to us every day, and sometimes we follow them, and we know that. We've had that feeling that we're being guided. But my whole purpose is to help you, empower you, to strengthen that ability and to practice it daily and maybe even teach it to others. So I'm all for a peaceful planet. So the reading for the week, I was guided to use the magical messages from the fairies deck. And some of you may be saying, well, fairies are fairies angels? Well, actually, fairies are earth angels. And they are here to assist us. I'm not going to go too much into detail about them, but they exist mostly in nature, and they're here to provide us information about our material needs, which a lot of us have a focus on because we are in a physical form on the planet. And they, to better get in touch with fairies, it's best to go into nature and also do things for the environment, which many of us are really getting more on board with today, as we really need to take care of the planet Earth. So, three card reading for the week. You can see the pictures of the cards on my blog talk page there. The first card is spring, and it says, your desires fully manifest as the flowers begin to bloom. And what I'm getting from this is that it's not too late to start anything that you've been wanting to start, and that your desires have been heard, and they're going to begin to manifest, whether it's with work, finance, relationships, health. This is the time when they're really starting to bloom. And, you know, like a seed, once you plant the seed, it grows. It takes some time, not a lot of time, but if you nurture it, you'll notice the shell will have to break. So sometimes there is a bit of change in this transformation. Things will be let go as something emerges and grows. So this is happening right now. And for some of you, it might be a pregnancy or it might be an adoption. But it's saying that right now, spring is the time. What you desire is going to fully manifest. So open yourself up to new beginnings and dive in right now. The second card is marriage. So first of all, what it says on the card is the fairies join you in celebrating wedded bliss. Now, you want to check in with your own self, your body. What's your reaction when you hear the word marriage? I'm sure it can be from one end to the other. It's all over the place. And for some of us, this will be a time for healing in our marriage or healing in any partnership that you are in already. So we are celebrating a partnership that you really care about, and it could be something new, part of the last card, something you're opening yourself up to. So your heart is open to feeling more vulnerable, trusting with any of these new partnerships that are created right now, and the past is erased of any regrets or sadness, and also part of the growth in the last card about spring. The third card is ask for what you want. It says, let the universe and other people know what you need. And here on the card, there's a, looks like a young elf, a little male fairy, and he's blowing a dandelion. And we often did that when we were children, make a wish. So we're asking the universe for exactly what we want right now. And it could be anything, relationships, dreams, or material things. So this card reminds you the importance of asking. And I know there are some of you who may feel that, well, I don't want to ask for something because I don't want to be disappointed, or I always ask but I don't get it. It is a matter of divine timing. But as you release and let go, which is part of this, let go of what no longer works, you allow a space, you know, an emptiness where something new can come in. So if you're holding on to past relationships, past grudges, resentments, or any anger or bitterness, that's actually going to hold an energy vibration, and it does not attract something new, different, and what you really want, which is something from your love, heart, something that you desire. So like being at a restaurant, when you place an order for a salad or something, you only have to place the order once. See, the angels will hear you. And that's something, a new type of faith that we are going to practice. Ask and let go. And anything that comes up in terms of, well, when is it going to happen? I don't know. I don't deserve it. Never happened before. Why should it? Why should it happen now? All of that, those thoughts and ego that keeps you in fear of not having what you want, which could be the soulmate, the new home, the new job, you're going to learn how to let that go, give it over to the angels. And one of the best angels, the number one angel I work with, is Archangel Michael. And he's the right-hand angel to God or the Creator. And he does, again, work with all people, all denominations. And you can ask Archangel Michael to cut any cords. He's a sword of white light. And with that, he can cut your cords that you may have attached to thoughts, feelings, people, situations from the past lives, that keep you connected in a unempowering way. So right now, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, to my listening audience, please cut with your sword of light all cords of fear, distress, frustration, resentments. And allow us to be free of that and fill us with divine white, diamond white light today. And thank you, Archangel Michael. And now I'm going to go ahead and take the calls. And later on, if there's time, I'll do the guided meditation. But we're just going to get right started with this program today. So the first caller is area code 323. Let me know what you'd like divine guidance from the angels today. Hi there.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. What's your name?
My name is Yvette.
Yvette. Hi, Yvette.
You hear me perfectly?
You're a little like a little bit underwater sounding.
This might be better.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, perfect. Hi.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. So, yeah.
Hi.
I'm doing fairly well. I feel I'm great. I feel like I know everything is in divine alignment right now, and I just wanted to know whatever special message the gorgeous angels have for me.
Perfect. That's a great question. You know, just a general, what divine guidance do the angels have for me?
Yes.
For what's going on in my life right now. That's so perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see where I'm guided. I have several decks here that I allow myself to be present to when a caller calls in, and I'm just going to see which deck that I'm guided to use. Okay, well, Archangel Michael deck calls my attention. So I'm going to just, what I do is I put the phone down for just a second as I shuffle and clear the deck, and then I choose the cards. Okay, so just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you. That the three cards that I was guided to choose from the Archangel Michael Oracle card deck that are beautifully created by my teacher also, Doreen Virtue, the first card is that you're on the right path. And on the card it says, there's a prayer on these cards, it says, Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Thank you for giving me loud and clear guidance that I can easily understand. Thank you for motivating me and filling me with the courage and confidence to make healthful life changes. So there are things that you're doing right now, and it says you're definitely, you're right on, you're choosing accurately, and you're on the right path. The second card says, prayer will help this situation. So on the card it says, Dear God and Archangel Michael, and anyone else that you pray to, such as Jesus or anyone, I ask for your divine intervention with this situation. I welcome your help and I trust and follow your guidance with gratitude and grace. I need a miracle and I ask that you send me one for this situation quickly. Thank you and amen. So there may be something in your life that you are asking for assistance with, and know that your prayer has been heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The third card says sense of humor. And so on the card it says, thank you for helping me see the humor in this situation so I can lovingly laugh at human nature. I'm willing to view my experience in a new light in order to attract love and healing energy. So what we see is that you're definitely on the right path. There may be something that was a little irritating. It doesn't seem like it was too harsh, you know, like too damaging, but something that was annoying more. And that says that by you allowing to have a different perspective, bringing in a little bit more lightness about this, and being able to laugh at, I'm going to say what I see as human beings, how they can be, that you may be able to view this whole thing that has happened in a new way, and then therefore attract more love and healing energy for the whole situation.
Sounds absolutely right on.
Perfect. The angels
are
never wrong.
Love the angels. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Yvette. Thank you for calling in.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for your service.
You too. You're welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, so now I have area code 510.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name, please?
My name is Tasha, and I want to know if I can ask you two questions. One is for my son. He wants to know, like, what career field do you see him heading into, or does he need to go directly into?
Okay, so I'm sorry, what is your name, Tasha?
Yes, Tasha.
Okay, good. So I got it right the first time. I couldn't hear. So, all right, I will do the, we actually have a card deck called Life Purpose. So I feel that would be a great card deck to use right now. And may I ask the name of your son?
Of Javon.
Say that again.
Javon.
Javon?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I don't know what you're doing. It sounds like you're doing dishes in the background. Are you moving around? Okay.
No, I'm sitting still.
Okay, very good. So Tasha, I'm going to put the phone down for a second, and I'll do a reading for Javon about his life purpose. Okay?
Okay.
Give me one second. Thank you. Okay, Tasha. Hello. Yeah, I was. I was guided to choose for you for Javon four cards.
Okay.
So this is the information that I'm getting, and then you may be able to fill in some blanks here. The first card is sensitivity, and it says that he's becoming more sensitive and needs to make changes accordingly. So perhaps what he's doing is not making him feel healthy or happy, you know. So there is definitely something that he wants to change. He's sensitive, and this means in a good way. He's feeling higher vibrations than a lot of people. So the second card is school, and it says the answer that you're seeking involves going to school. So I don't know if he was considering going back to school and getting some more training in something, but it says school. You know, it's definitely the next thing that he may go for. Or teach. I'm picking up that he may teach. The third card says infinite abundance. So it says that you're fully supported as you devote yourself to your divine life purpose. So when you do choose, and you choose accurately from your heart, like if you have any sense of something that will make you really happy, go for that, you know, regardless of what people say, you know, that it may not make money or this or that. He has to do what makes him happy, and he will create infinite abundance. It is about him following his heart. The last card is nutrition, and it says, I'm going to just say what's there. It says he conducts healing work with his culinary skills. So I don't know if he, does he like to cook? Does he like food?
Yeah, he loves food.
Well,
yeah.
But what I'm picking up here is something about nutrition. So it could be nutritionist, it could be chef, It could be teaching people about, as he is more sensitive and learns how to take care of himself, it is about maybe conducting healing work with your culinary skills. So he could actually be teaching about eating healthily or,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so
or
not
cooking
so much,
healthily.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. So that's something, that's the reading I got today. You know, sensitivity, school, infinite abundance. So when, you know, as you devote yourself to your divine life purpose, you're going to be, he's going to be supported by the angels.
Oh, okay.
You know, so oftentimes we don't, we just pick up the New York Times or the Post and they'll tell you what's going on in the economy. You don't take this job, don't go training for this. You know, everyone should become a this. You know, that's where the jobs are. But here, when we work with the angels, each one of us is unique. Each one of us has a particular gift. And we, number one, we all deserve to be happy and to allow infinite abundance. So the very first card says he is definitely becoming more sensitive and that he knows he needs to make changes. So it could be with his own diet, and he may be starting that already, and he might take some classes to learn a little bit more, and that's what I see, something to do with healing work with his cooking skills, culinary skills.
Okay. Because I want to ask about me first, my relationship that I'm in. I had recently had an altercation with my dude that I'm with. I want to know, will the relationship change for the better?
Okay. So, Tasha, I'm going to also do the same thing. I'm going to choose a card deck that I use perfect for this. It's the Romance Angels Oracle cards. And just give me 1 second while I shuffle the deck and ask.
Okay.
Hold on. Thank you. Okay, so I was guided to draw 3 cards, and the 3 cards I got, the first card is passion. So here it shows on the card a man and a woman, they're holding each other, they're very much in love. It says, allow your heart and soul to sing with joy. So what I'm picking up is that you really love this person, and at the same time, this part of your heart really wants to sing with joy. So when you sing with joy, that means fully singing, not like halfway, you know, fully.
Mm-hmm.
The second card says free yourself. So on it says it's time to take back control of your life. So I don't know how much you give of yourself, and I don't know how much you get back, but there's something saying that it's time for you to take back some of your power or energy. It's like maybe you've given like a little bit way too much and not getting the same amount back. It says free yourself. And it may not be about ending it completely, but it may be about setting new boundaries and setting new, you know, setting new rules or new making new requests. You know, asking for things that you may have not asked for before, you know, communicating a little differently. The third card says, stay optimistic about your love life. So it says, positive thinking and faith will bring you romance. So what I'm seeing here is that, yes, you could possibly stay with this person. You know, you have to stay optimistic about your love life, never, like, give up on it. And whether it's this person or the next, you got to watch your own thinking, watch your own thoughts. Are you being positive, or are you bringing any negative thoughts into the relationship? Your positive thinking and your faith that it will work out will actually make it work out. So will our thoughts actually affect how the other partner reacts? But the card in the middle says free yourself. So there's something where if there has been some unhappiness or stress, I'm not really seeing this relationship ending. It's more about something about freeing yourself to communicate a little bit more clearly, a little bit more calmly, a little bit more with love, things that are working or not working. You know?
Okay.
Okay? So that's what I'm picking up today. The very first card shows that, I mean, it shows the angel holding a woman, and she's just so in love. So whether this is happening with you or you in your heart, that's what you want, you know, something that you really want. Stay optimistic about your love life. Stay positive. But the main card in the middle is something about your power. And it may be ending it, you know, because it's free yourself. So that's up to you. Either more effective communication, more effective desires. Like, you know, is this person really fulfilling you? But have you also communicated in a way that the person understands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Free yourself. Communicating energy-wise, you know, and it's time to take back control of your life, which also could include taking care of yourself, you know, not making sure that you are, you know, you exercise, you eat right, you do the things that make you happy first so you don't have to depend on someone else making you happy. So you're fully free. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I need to go to the next caller, Tasha, if there's anything else.
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, and good luck with your son also. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Okay, bye-bye. All right. So the next caller is area code 617.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Good. Good.
Okay.
I would like to know if it's Karen.
Okay, Karen. Very good. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to know if the angels have a message for me.
Okay. Very good. As I did with the other callers, I'm going to put the phone down for a second.
Sure.
And I'm going to choose the deck, which I've chosen right now. It's a daily guidance from your angel's oracle card.
Oh, my gosh. I have that in my hands right now.
You do? Okay. So we're on
yes,
the
I
same
do.
Page. I love it. Oh, angels are so great. Okay, so hold on 1 second. We'll see what they have to say for us today. Hold on.
I know.
Karen, so actually I'm guided to choose 3 cards, but on the last choice, 2 cards were like wanting to jump in together, so you have 4 cards.
Oh, okay.
And if you know about cards, oftentimes it's past, present, and future, and it's like, it
doesn't
have to be years ago, it could be like last week or yesterday, but it's a general message that usually all ties in very nicely. So the first card is Heart Chakra.
Ooh.
And here's the angel holding her arms, 2 hands on her heart, outside. It's a beautiful day. And it says, love is the heart of the matter. Your heart is the center within your physical being, attuned to most love. It's safe for you to love and be loved with an open heart as we stand by with perfect protection and guidance. So it's, you're thinking about your heart, you're thinking about love, and here she's pensive, she's a little thoughtful, and here we're being told, yes, it's safe for you to love. The second card is, be honest with yourself. And interesting enough, she's got her arms more like protecting herself. Now her arms are up, you know, are up. And now she's the weather has changed in the card. You know, there's a lot more clouds, but yet she's still open and she's still thoughtful. But here it says, look into your heart and you will know the truth of this situation. It's safe to admit the truth to yourself, for we will support and guide you through any necessary changes.
Wow.
And lean upon us for courage and the strength to take good care of yourself. Focus only upon your true desires, and they'll come to you upon angel's wings.
Okay.
So there's the second card. The third card is giving and receiving. And it says, the entire universe operates in cycles, similar to your inhalations and exhalations. When you only exhale, give, or only inhale, receive, you become out of rhythm with the universe. So for optimal health, energy, and replenishment, balance each inhalation in your life with an exhalation. So there's something about, I want to say fairness, but there's something about balance in how much you give to someone else. And or it could be a job, it could be a situation, how much you give and how much you receive back.
And right.
This is in the angel sitting out in nature, because we moved away from being pensive and thoughtful. She's relaxing in nature, and on the one hand she's holding a colorful parrot. On the other hand, she's feeding a kangaroo that has a little baby. So there's, you know, I see a, I don't know, a child or something, someone with a child, but there's a balance between something that flies away easily and then another that has an entity, a being that has a child, a baby. It could be an animal, it could be a real baby. The fourth card says innocence. And here we have an angel in her arms holding a tiny, tiny baby. And the wings have moved from white to colors to this one is full colors with musical notes everywhere. So it's just dreamily holding. And this could be a baby or it could be a, something you truly love, a project, or it could be a person.
Mm-hmm.
It says, beloved one, everyone is guiltless in truth, as no one can alter God's handiwork of perfection. Give us your feelings of heaviness so we can lighten your load. And give us any guilt, anger, or blame that may shroud your loving outlook. Enjoy the peace within your heart once more.
Wow.
So I see this is a full circle, this reading. You know, goes from beginning to heart chakra, ends with, you know, enjoy the peace within your heart once again. And hands on the heart, to the arms holding yourself, to opening up again. Her arms are wide open. Balancing, and then the last one, just with the most love and like a rainbow colors almost on the innocence card, if you could look at it, tenderly loving, something that's so fragile and needs nurturing and tendering, you know, tenderness, a baby.
So, yes.
I don't know, and then in the music, in her wings are hearts. And musical notes. So it's just like a whole lullaby experience of the most, you know, the most, you know, caressed and held and loved feeling. So I don't know if that makes sense, but it's quite beautiful. This, and then the card, be honest with yourself. There's something that, you know, you know the truth about a situation. It's okay to tell the truth to yourself and that you will get support. You'll be supported through this whole thing.
I'm not sure if it is. It's in regards to, it might be in regards to an opportunity. And I'm kind of hesitant on stepping forward with this opportunity, and I'm not sure if my hesitation is from fear or if my hesitation is because it doesn't feel right, and I can't distinguish the two.
Well, here it says, look into your heart and you'll know the truth of this situation. It's safe to admit the truth. So the fact that you admit that there's a little energy that it's not, it may not be. But not to worry. Your true desires, they'll come to you upon angels' wings.
Right.
And where did I put that? Oh. So I'm drawn to pull one more card, and it says focus on service. So if you feel that this alignment with how you serve in the world, then it's the right one.
Right.
And if it's not, then it's not the right one. And the right one will come. It says your soul desires only to joyfully serve and to swim in a constant stream of bliss. And this stream continuously feeds you everything you need. So put your entire focus upon staying in this stream of giving and receiving in every situation and in all that you do. So here we have pensive, thoughtful, acknowledging the need for balance in giving and receiving. So that could be being paid for after what you give.
Yes.
And in a sense, remaining so true to your heart. And then here she's on the unicorn. She's on her horse. She's on the unicorn, you know, ready to go, ready to give service. So,
wow.
Why I like working with the angels, it really allows us to get to every subtle vibration of a feeling that we're having. It's not survival. It's not just pushing your way through life, you know. Mm-hmm. We've done that. We know what that feels like.
You're telling me.
You know? Yeah. The impact on our health and our happiness.
Amen.
And So a lot of people are not ready for this because they can't quite believe you could be that happy. But the angels are here to remind us. But that's our gift. Our gift is that infinite abundance.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
So I think that for me that card gives it a little extra, you know, angel dust. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
because for me. Because for me, I think now I'm in the mode of focusing on service. Where can where can my light best serve? You know, it's not so much as to, you know, I got to get the job. I have to get the job. And me now, it's where can I be of service? Where it's comfortable for me, where it can be fun. And yes, and even the process of all that, make money too.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, but that's definitely the key because I'm hesitant. I'm thinking about it. Is this where I should be?
Mm-hmm.
Am I moving in the right direction? And you know, am I trusting the universe?
Now, if it's something that you could do temporarily, like if you needed to do this just to pay some bills and know that...
I could do it temporarily.
Yeah, you could do it temporarily. And you'll know that...
Absolutely.
This is really the time in our life and on the planet where we can trust the alignment, how we feel inside, versus... I'm going to go back to the old 80s and 90s. I don't know how young or old you are, but there's a time where...
I know that era.
Of course, everything. You know, we wore the humongous shoulder pads, and we just pushed through and made things happen and forced outcomes. And at the end, you know, I know I had some, I created some unwanted, you know, things like credit card debt or, you know, things I chased after other people's dreams. And, and I didn't trust my own gut. But that was my path, and I know it's for a lot of people. You always knew. It was like the Wizard of Oz thing. We always knew. And hopefully, if we take care of ourselves, we live long enough that we can complete that cycle. You know, we always knew. We just thought, could it be that easy? Could we really just live life with that much grace? You know, really?
Yeah.
And we knew that as a child or in other lifetimes even. But it's the here and now, right now.
Amen. You are so very, very right in regards to this. And I think that I just think too hard about things. Instead of just letting things flow. You know, because I feel like this time around, I really want to get it right. I really want to do it right this time. You know, I don't want to get myself into debt. and I want to make sure that, you know, that I pay my bills and I do the right thing. And I feel like this time I feel like I'm getting an opportunity to get it right.
Well,
so I feel like that's where I'm at.
Well, when we go into our, if there's any feeling of fear, that's always our ego, because I know that. I do the same thing. So, and we also know that being responsible, we just can't sit on a hillside and talk to the angels all day. We got to get to work. You know?
Right.
I'm looking for angel wings in the sky today. It's not really like paying my bills.
Right.
You know? But seeing the angel wings gives us in the skies a sign saying that we're on the right path, and to learn to trust divine timing. And when you do what you need to do to take care of your physical self, and which was so great for me to learn when I was working with the angels and angel energy, is really to live as healthy as possible. Not that we have to become fearful raw foodists, not that they all are. It's just that it really is about what are you ready to let go of today? And it could be, you know, it could be for someone, it could be caffeine. Or for someone, it could be sugar. It could be meat. It depends on the person. But as you slowly detoxify your physical body, you will, your intuition is heightened. Your psychic abilities start to become stronger and more attuned. And then that works in the realm of what you watch on TV. You'll no longer, I'm an actor. I used to do a lot more acting, and I used to do a lot of background work. I used to work on Law and Order, so I'd always watch those shows.
Oh, my God.
I can't watch them anymore, you know, SVU, because they're so dark. You know, it's like I don't feel good after I watch that. You know, so I'm watching Raymond, you know, the thing with Raymond with my husband, you know, it's like funny stuff, you know.
I am an Andy Griffith fan.
Okay, so, you know.
I love these old slapstick comedy. It's the best. Yeah. It's not offensive. I love the old stuff, like, you know.
Sure.
You know, like,
the apple pie in the window,
back in the day.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. Like Emergency, because I grew up with all that, and, you know, Lost in Space, and I love all that old stuff.
Yeah. There's a different energy. There's an innocence, you know, about communicating to one another. And now when we watch what they put on the, you know, it's one reason I started moving away from, I said, I don't need to be an actor. I'm not interested in working on these huge multi-million-dollar productions for TV or film that are so dark energy. And God bless the people that can still go do that. But at one point I said, I just don't feel morally good supporting.
Right.
Even I did soap opera work and it paid my bills. But it's like relationships that are like, you know, just so dramatical, going on and on and on. I don't. That's not the message I want to that I'm aligned with. You know, so slowly it's like I wasn't getting jobs anymore because I was shifting. My vibration is like, you know, I pay my union dues so I can still. If I had an audition, I do a couple jobs a year that bring me fun, but I'm merged away from that. And as I was more honest with myself of what I really wanted to do, it was like, dare do you become a spiritual teacher and a healer, like something that's really in my bones and my, you know, inside of me. That's what I was, you know, more pushed towards. And becoming an actor, I went to acting school when I turned 40, so it was a later in life thing, but I got over the fear of public speaking, so I could speak in front of thousands of people, no problem. And, I mean, things that I was pushed to do or like that I was led to do have all brought me to this.
Wow.
You know, and before that, in college, I was a dancer. There was no way I'd open my mouth and share what's inside of me. You know, I made my communication through movement and light and, you know, and on a stage. And then as a painter, I painted my
message
so that I wouldn't have to talk. because I had such a fear of speaking.
Wow.
So I, as I opened up and changed and transformed, and now it's like, you know, dare I tell people that you can talk to your angels? And I say, yes, yes, yes.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's just
and
like,
found a husband, too. I did find a husband. It's something that I never was going to do. It's like, I have no desire to get married. I've never seen a marriage that really works in my surroundings. Why bother? And in my deepest heart, I knew I wanted it, but I didn't think,
yes,
not so deserving. It's just like, I just don't believe people can be happy. And that was, you know, like 30 years ago. So
wow.
Now it's like when I allowed myself to listen to, here's your card, the second card, be honest with myself, be honest, and really tell the truth, like, it's not okay to be a struggling, suffering artist. Like, really? You know, it's like,
right,
really?
Right, yes, yes,
and
you're absolutely right.
That's when, and face the emotions and face the energies that are connected to some of my thoughts, which some of it is this lifetime, but some of it is past lives, you know. And
right.
Really, like, paying attention and allowing that it's okay to be sensitive and not like...
Yes.
Fight against that and also not suffer, to work in jobs and things where I really didn't fit in. Like, I just
yes.
said, I just don't fit in here, but I don't know
yes.
where. Angels, help me. Like, I when you put me to work, when I'm working, I'm fully productive, but if I'm in the wrong environment, I can force it. I'm a good, you know, good girl. I can follow directions, but...
Yes.
You
everything
know.
That you've seen is just, I mean, to me, it's like resonating really strongly. Because
mm-hmm.
what you're saying is being honest with yourself. And I'm, as I'm listening to you speak, because it's so beautifully, because it's really resonating with me. And that's when I know that the angels are really speaking to me through you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming up for me is that, again, when the card is be honest with yourself and the heart chakra and the innocence, it's like, really, if this opportunity were to come to you and it's put on a platter to you, be honest with yourself. Is this what you want, or are you trying to satisfy everybody else around you? And that's why I'm hesitant. Am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for everybody else? I know that I need something temporary. And I'm trying to get in that mode of thinking that this is temporary.
And that's
this
the
is
message I'm picking up from this thing. This could be temporary, preparing you for the next thing. And that's what's so great about the angels. And, you know, they work on the, I call it the no time thing. It's timely. It's all in timing, but we can't predict it. And if there's a lesson to be learned from it, you'll get that, not to make you worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We constantly get more information, right? So... Or I don't know if you're single or something. It may be where you're going to meet your next relationship. You know, it's like
very
you never know where they're guiding us.
Absolutely. And that's why I just want to be open to receiving the message and not be closed with my arms around me, but to open up to this possibility. Because that's how I see this, you know, looking at the cards. You know, that's how I see it, too, because I'm closing myself off to this opportunity. When I need to open myself up to the opportunity.
Yeah, there's maybe something there that's beyond your ego that is being presented to you, but you can't see it. Because it could be that someone else wants to hire you once they meet you there. I mean, you have no idea. And I mean, I had something similar happen, and it's great because I'm spending more time with you, because I feel like your message is for a lot of people right now. And whoever listens to this who's listening now or listening to a rebroadcast, it's the messages for them. I went through something where I thought it was a good idea to return to work with my husband, because I don't think my coworker listens to this show, but you know, but
they do now.
But like, bottom line, it did not work out. And in my heart, I knew it wouldn't, but I knew it was temporary. Number one.
Yes.
I knew that it hadn't worked like 10 years ago, but something I knew how to. Shield myself, cut my cords, and I just, you know, I know how to, like, do energy work to lift the energy from the rooms and all that. But ultimately, it ended in an emotional clash. No one got hurt, but it wasn't pleasant. Mm-hmm. But what I got to see, Karen, is I healed a past life issue about wanting to really be there and serve people. And it's like I ended up having an emotional release that was really something to do with, like, in the past, I wanted these people to get the light so badly. And,
yes.
And the authority and the ego people that were in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Either it was an Atlantis experience where the whole country, you know, the whole thing just went down, mm-hmm. or something similar to that. I'm really feeling that it was Atlantis, but all these people didn't get to receive my healing. And I felt totally devastated. And what my husband does, he's a chiropractor. And I just love that people get adjusted in the adjustment because it literally turns on the light in their body.
Yes.
And what I'm also clear is that the work I do and guided to do and learning more about turns the light on for people. And that light can do anything. It can heal. It can, you know, attract goodness. It's a pure love. So if I didn't go back to this job, which was a temporary thing until I do something else, as my practice here that I do, that my life coaching practice takes off, I went back, and within a month, it just hit the wall, man. You know, it really exploded. And I was like, you shouldn't have done that. You knew better. But it was like, I was meant to go there. I was meant to go there. And for her, I don't know. We spoke and we apologized to one another. But it was clear that I knew it was over. But I also knew is that I needed to experience that amount of deep badness. And after that night, I had like an hour of sleep. The next day, I thought, I'm going to be wasted. I'm not going to be able to go to yoga. I can't do anything. I had more energy and more clarity than I have had.
Amen.
So it was amazing. I mean, I didn't. It was really interesting. So it was when on our spiritual path and when working with angels, you know, you will have emotional stops, stuckness. And as you work with the angel and different types of angel therapy techniques, you will be able to release. And when you're ready, the angels will give you more cleansing and deeper releases.
Mm-hmm.
And all held in light and love. We're guided to we're guided for the next right action.
That's what you're speaking about is so true.
You know, it's really great. So I'm grateful for that experience. I send her loving light and everything, but I could not wrap, my ego could not understand it because it was like, why isn't she being nice to me? You know, why isn't this? But it was, that's what it was.
Been there, done that. Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, so if this can shed any more light on your situation, it's almost like you can't make a mistake. Like, you know, you can't make a mistake.
It's like you cannot not be on your path.
Exactly.
And even if it looks like okay, it's a rocky road. Doesn't mean that you're off your path.
Exactly.
You're still on. This is what I had to learn. You're still on your path. And again, just meeting, because it's like if you don't deal with whatever it is, you're going to find it down the road in a different situation, but same energy.
Because it's all part of one's, what I see is the evolvement to enlightenment, pure white light. You know, it's just all part of a promise contract that we made a long time ago. Why are we here in the first place? So we actually call into our space and into our life all these situations. We actually, almost like we foment, we actually cause the crisis in order for the energy to release. Because if we really get in touch with it, we are in the likeness of the Creator. You know, we are in the likeness of God. When we start even meditating, going deeper into that, we will really see how it's all one. It all relates.
Yeah.
And I did not know that when I was 19, or I had forgotten, you know. So.
Me too. It's like, how come I can't remember this? People are like,
yeah.
Well, you know, you know, this is what you want. I'm like, how come you can remember it and I can't?
Yeah, yeah.
I need it more than you need it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I want to remember this, but then it's like when you're in the situation and mm-hmm. and it comes ahead, it's like okay, because situations have happened with me. It's like, oh, you know what, I can't get angry at this because
mm-hmm.
I now know that I did something to cause this,
mm-hmm.
so I can't be angry at this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I just
released it.
Yeah. And it's okay to have that feeling, because I was even listening
mm-hmm.
to another radio show before this about the feminine and masculine and how
mm-hmm.
some women think that it's not, they talk about feminine energy, and though when they talk about anger and, you know, those darker feelings, well, they think that must be masculine, and it isn't.
Exactly.
You know, there are goddesses who are really powerful and full
of
a lot, not just the anger, but when you put the passion of anger towards, you know, lifting the Volkswagen off a child or something, you know,
absolutely.
Making something happen in this world, that we need our power, and that getting in touch with the Kali or, you know, the different Durga goddesses that have that energy allows us not to be afraid to have that, because some of us women and men are afraid of their feelings of anger, like there's something wrong here, versus it's energy. And if
mm-hmm.
you practice some exercise is great,
mm-hmm.
or even yoga is better, but if you do something physical so you can release your stress and eat in a manner that gives you more peace in your body. Because if you eat stimulants, a lot of caffeine and sugar, you're going to be jumping up and down. You know, you're going to be more ready for an argument or something, you know. I know that.
It's like,
you know?
If you see me eating sugar, be ready.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Exactly. Or my husband used to say, what did you just eat? You know, and I go, nothing. I didn't.
It's like, uh-oh, she's got a bag of M&M's.
Watch out.
So,
you know, it's all in the end, it's all grace. And, you know, I'm seeing that I got only a couple more minutes here today, but it's so great talking to you, Karen. Thank you for calling
in. You
too.
I just love talking to you. This is great.
Making my show fantastic. All my people are going to love listening to rebroadcast. But thank
like,
you,
know,
really,
it's
from
just,
my
it's
heart.
Like sitting at a table with a girlfriend
and just
having like this intimate conversation.
Yeah. But like,
you know,
what we really want to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and everyone can, you know, listen to it and join in. That's what it's like for me. Like, you know, just sitting back kind of, you know, again, with a glass of wine or a glass of juice, whatever, and just talking to your best girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know, so this is really great.
Thank you.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You have a beautiful spirit anyway.
Thank you.
Absolutely
and, yeah,
beautiful.
I'm here on Fridays at 4, and you can follow me on Facebook. I'm at B. Calvano Coaching. And I also do I do more detailed readings, but I think that, you know, you're on your way there. On my website, I talk about how I do email readings, and then I do the one-hour follow-up, which is like a coaching call, where I actually do some more angel therapy to assist in clearing and shielding.
Mm.
I teach about that.
Yes,
but,
I could use the shielding.
yeah, the shielding is spent. And all my work, most of it I've learned from, with the angels, is from Doreen Virtue. So any of her books that call to you, her books are filled with energy, and they'll lead you to the next thing. Yeah.
I mean, I have the majority of her cards.
Okay.
I mean, I just love her oracle cards. They're absolutely absolutely beautiful. Now, I do them just for myself. I don't do it as a business or anything like that. But I just love her cards. Just absolutely love her oracle cards. And I have been thinking, you know what? Maybe I should become certified.
Well, hello.
I know.
We're in the last minute. That you said it, honey. You said it. check at hayhouse.com, CACR.
Okay.
Hayhouse.com/ C CACR, for the Certified Angel Card Reader online course, or in a city near you. She's traveling the country right now teaching that course.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
there's a shop
that,
I keep walking by. There's a shop that I keep walking by, and every time I walk by, it's a nail salon. And every time I walk by, I just get this feeling. It's like, you should go in. Somebody just says, go in and ask if you could set up a table to do card reading. And I'm like, I don't know how to do card reading. The other side of me, yes, you can.
Oh,
and I'm going back and forth.
That's your homework. That's your homework assignment.
Okay.
Enjoy that. So I love that. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. And all my listeners, thank you for listening. And I'll have you have you at my table with my cup of juice next week.
Yes.
Friday.
I love it.
Have a great
thank
weekend,
you
everyone.
So much.
Okay, you're welcome.
To you.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.